This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson.
We think of the ambulance as a modern vehicle full of state-of-the-art technology that keeps people alive. But while they are an essential tool for emergency workers, these vehicles aren't always state-of-the-art. In fact, ambulances are in dire need of an update, as Tracy Samuelson reports.
Two paramedics on their way to help someone were killed when
emergency responders worked to free two of their own from this twisted wreckage Monday night.
Emergency medical services workers have on-the-job fatality rates that are nearly three times the national average. Jim Grove works in science and technology at the Department of Homeland Security, or DHS. He says bad vehicle design means ambulance workers often have to do their jobs without proper safety restraints, which he remembers from his past work in ambulances.
It was not uncommon to stand up and be doing chest compressions on somebody and having somebody hold onto my bunker pants and be going down the road at 35, 40, 50 mile an hour even.
Ambulances can be dangerous for patients, too. Skip Kirkwood is the director of Durham County Emergency Medical Services in North Carolina. He says patient cots often aren't securely mounted to the inside of the ambulance.
If the ambulance decelerates quickly, that mount comes loose from the floor and the patient may fly forward like a torpedo.
Kirkwood says ambulances are overdue for a redesign. They haven't changed much since the mid-70s.
Essentially, those ambulances have been boxes built by ambulance manufacturers, many of whom had their original heritage as motorhome or Winnebago or travel trailer builders.
So DHS and other agencies are developing new standards and recommendations for ambulance safety. Future ambulances might have pivoting chairs for EMS workers that slide along a track so they can treat a patient and reach their gear while seatbelted. Jim Grove says DHS is also working on crash test standards for ambulances going 30 miles per hour.
I can't answer for why it's taken this long to get to this point. There has been crash tests been done, but not to the level and degree that DHS and its partners have been doing those, and especially with the crash testing dummies.
Even though DHS is developing these new standards, it will be up to each state to eventually adopt them. Another hurdle will be cost. Early estimates are that they could add $10,000 to $15,000 to the price of each ambulance. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.